Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew continues in a Bible series in the book of Romans with this message entitled, Living in the Light, preached May 6, 2012. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
Living in the light, that's the subject. And I'll speak five action verbs in the text. Two are negative and three are positive. It's not my word, it is divine command, exhortation, imperative. And all people listen, understand, and do it. Saint Augustine had been a great sinner until he was 32 years of age. He was born in Tagaste, North Africa, in 354 AD. His name was Aurelius Augustinus. His mother was a Christian and the father was a pagan. Later on, he was appointed professor of rhetoric at the University of Milan. Was a very good job, high salary. And he came in touch with high society in Milan. In the summer of 386 AD, he was reading the Bible with his friend Alypius in the house of a friend. He began to weep, but he got up and went into the garden because he was not ready to turn from sin. There in the garden, he heard a child singing. Tole lege, tole lege. Take up and read, take up and read. Holy Spirit was speaking to him to go back into the house and open the Bible and read it. So he came back into the house and opened the Bible. The Bible opened to our text. And he read, not in orgies and drunkennesses, not in sexual immoralities and debaucheries, not in dissension and envy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. He read no more. Heavenly light flooded his soul. All doubt and indecision were driven out. All gloom vanished. Joy filled his soul. He was converted and became a true saint of the church. John Calvin depended on his spiritual learning much, as revealed in his institutes. And he labored much for the church until the bishop died at the age of 76 in 430 AD. Are you ready to be ministered to you by the Holy Spirit as I preach from this text by the help of the blessed third person of the Holy Trinity? Living in the light. We are talking about living a holy life. Who lives a sanctified life? Only Christians who are justified. Christians who are light and sons of the day walk in the light of the Word of God. For us, night is gone and the day has come. The hour has come to awake from sleep. Yes. Our salvation is nearer than when we believed. So we woke up, we are dressed, and we are working for the Lord in His vineyard. And we redeem the time by doing the work with speed and from the heart, pleasing the Lord. Friends, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into the wonderful light. 2 points. First, negative, and second, positive. First negative duty, what is it? Put off. It is high time we put off. Because you are justified, because you are believers in Christ, because you are children of God, let us throw out once for all, the Greek text says, not gradually, the works of darkness. Throw far away from us evil habits. Throw them away as garbage. He who steals, let him steal no more. Let him work with his hands, doing something useful, that he may have something to give to the needy. If you only stop stealing, you are still a thief. When you give to the needy, you are no longer a thief. The old John drunkard has become new John Christian. He no longer is a drunkard. He brings home his wages. His family is no longer destitute. His family is well taken care of. The lazy bum is now a working man. The liar has become a truth teller. The thief who is converted stops stealing. Not only for a short time, he stops stealing once for all. The drug addict, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's set free. He no longer takes drugs. He enjoys the liberty of the children of God. The lazy, rebellious student now is disciplined and works hard. Throw off the deeds of darkness at once. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom from all bondage. Before conversion, you suffered from moral inability, incompetence. Now you are born of God. You have new heart, a new mind, a new divine nature. You know the will of God. Holy Spirit dwells in you always. So you can do all things through Him who gives you strength. So throw out. All evil night activities. No more orgies, drunkenness, sexual immoralities, debaucheries, fight and envy and so on. No more abuse of alcohol and drugs in wild partying. No more sexual immoralities of every kind. No more a self-willed existence where you say, I am who is the Lord that I should obey Him. The prodigal who wastes things in wild living has come home to serve the Father and live in His presence. So St. Paul tells us in Romans 8, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are being led by the Spirit, they and they alone are sons of God. And he tells us in Colossians 3, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry, and so on. Put to death, sir, by the Holy Spirit. The second negative duty that God demands that we do. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. This is a present imperative. Daily one must not plan to sin as the unbeliever does. Unbeliever wakes up in the morning and is planning how to sin that day and that night. So he takes the phone and texts and makes arrangement. And he uses technologies to commit sin that day. Potiphar's wife was planning to seduce Joseph, but he refused. He bore witness to the true and living God, and he said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? And he ran. Paul tells us, flee youthful lusts. David the king did a lot of planning to sin against Bathsheba. And he succeeded and suffered greatly for it. Friends, he had to pay for his sins. Everyone must pay. Every sinning person must pay for his sins. No, he cannot atone for his sins. Only Jesus Christ atones for our sins. But he must suffer for one's sins in this life. So we are told the sword did not depart from his house, and the child died, and his children were killed. You read of Amnon, his son. In 2 Samuel 13, he planned carefully to make provision for the flesh, and he sinned and he was killed by God. Absalom, his brother, planned. He made provision for the flesh. He sinned greatly and he was killed by God himself. Christians do not achieve sinless perfection in this life. Christians alone experience war within. There is war between flesh and the spirit. Friends, sin is still within us, but God, the Holy Spirit, is also within us. Be obedient to the Spirit and he will win the victory. I told you, as Christians, we are given moral ability. Yes. We have freedom not to sin. Posse non peccare. We can work out our salvation with fear and trembling because God is working in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. Friends, God, our God, is infinitely greater than sin, the devil, and the world. Obey God, I command you, and enjoy victory. Apart from Christ, we can do nothing. Being united with Christ, we can do all things. By his abounding grace that is ever flowing to his obedient children. Before our justification, sin was our king, and we could only sin Now Jesus Christ is King. He is our King. He rules and reigns. He is almighty. And we who receive His abundant grace also, St. Paul says, reign with Him. Now, being enabled by God, we can say no to sin and yes to the will of God clearly revealed to us in the Holy Scriptures. Christians can live in this present evil age a righteous, victorious, overcoming life. Jesus Christ leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So we walk in the light. We are new creations of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Jesus Christ who dwells in us is greater than the devil who is in the world. As I said, He's greater than sin. The devil, the world, He's greater than death. He destroyed death to give us life, eternal life. He defeated all His enemies by His death on the cross. He delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Friends, saints of God, oppose sin in spirit's power. Yes. No coexistence with sin. Give no place for the devil by sinning. Don't be ignorant of the devil's strategy. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and the word of Christ direct your steps. Obey the word and you will live an overcomer's life. Paul tells us in Romans 8:37, we are the super conquering people. Be aware that enemy is within us as well as without. But we can win daily this war through Christ who gives us strength. We are told His grace is sufficient. Christ's power is made perfect in our weakness. So when we are weak, then we are strong. So we resist the devil, and the devil, the mighty devil, flees from us. So they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So we kill sin by the Spirit. As Christians, we do not walk according to the flesh, but we walk according to the Holy Spirit's prompting and Holy Spirit's power. So don't think of how to sin. The psalmist says in Psalm 101, I will sing of your love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. I'll be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk in my house with blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. Friends, do not place evil things before your eyes. You are what you think. And you speak what you think. And you do what you think. Think, therefore, spiritual things. Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think on these things. Colossians 3, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Hebrew writer says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Colossians 3 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Think about the word of God. What are you thinking, sir? What are you watching on your computer? What are you doing? God sees all you are doing. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. He tells us in Ephesians, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Consider the temptation of Jesus, how he dealt with it. We are told he was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and he was full of the Holy Ghost, and he was full of the Holy Scripture, and he told the devil, it is written, the will of my Father is written down, and I will do it in the power of the Spirit. And the psalmist tells in Psalm 1, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, shall succeed. We are destined to prosper. We are destined to succeed. Not for failure, we are destined. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now let me tell you, you will succeed, sir. We are told in Galatians 5:16, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not fulfill, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. It is a divine guarantee. You meet the condition, and you will have this wonderful result. Oh, yes, there is a war, sir. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Galatians 5:17, the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit desires what is contrary to the sinful nature. There is a war within us. Friends, also have fellowship with the true people of God, have nothing to do with wicked, ungodly, sinful people. And so we read, as for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. Hebrew 10 says, let us consider how we may spur one another onward toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Fellowship with the people of God, sir. And now, first positive command. Put on the armor of light. That's not a suggestion. It is the command from the Holy God. And all true people of God will do it. So it is not enough to put off the works of darkness and make no provision for the flesh. That's just negative. We have to move on to positive things. We must put on, we must clothe ourselves. God clothed Adam and Eve with animal skins in place of dried up fig leaf contraption that failed to cover their utter nakedness. Put on the armor of light. It's a divine exhortation. Thank God, therefore, that we are clothed with the righteousness of Christ Himself in our justification. But here, the doctrine taught is not justification. It is sanctification. It is speaking about our practical righteousness. You read recently when Phinehas killed the wicked couple who were sinning. It was credited to him for righteousness. It is righteousness of sanctification. Our obedience is credited to us as righteousness. Yet all our righteousness of obedience comes from Christ alone. Because we are told He is our righteousness, He is our holiness, and He is our glory. He is justification, He is sanctification, and He is glorification. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 13. Our entire salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. So God alone receives all glory. See, God has a plan for our lives, sir. It is not to live in dirty and filthy clothes. What is His plan? Here He says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for her to make her, what, sir? Holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to Himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. That is sanctification. So Romans 12, we read, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. And 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. God has a plan, sir. Romans 8, verse 29, for those God foreknew, He also predestined for what purpose? To be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers like Him. It is God's plan that we be like Jesus Christ, His Son. We are to put on the armor of light. We are engaged in a war against all evil forces. We fight this good fight till we die. The victory that overcomes the world is our faith, not in ourselves, but in Christ, our captain. He has already defeated the devil. Yet He said, in this world you will have trouble, but rejoice, I have overcome the world. Put on the armor of the Spirit and the Scripture. Ephesians 6 tells us, put on the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel of peace, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and finally, have the gear for communication, which is prayer. Friends, Gideon was fearful and he was hiding. But God equipped him for war with his word and the Holy Spirit who clothed him. That is written in the Hebrew text of Judges 6, verse 34. The Holy Spirit clothed him. And we are also clothed by the Holy Ghost, Luke 24, 49. And we are told we are to be daily filled with the Holy Spirit to resist evil and to live a holy life. Filled with Spirit and filled with Scripture, we are competent to walk in the narrow way of righteousness. Friends, don't sleepwalk. Be sober and fight with the armor of light. So Peter said, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour whole. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. Sir, you have to have Spirit and Scripture. Second positive command, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just armor of light, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the best armor. Emphasis in the Greek text is on kurion, Lord. Indusaste ton kurion esun Christon. Lord. King. Mighty potentate. He is Lord and we are his obedient slaves. He owns us. He redeemed us by his precious blood. We are not our own. So we are to obey him exactly, immediately, and gladly. Did you hear that, sir? Then why didn't you obey your teacher? Why didn't you obey your father and mother? By the Holy Spirit, we were enabled to confess 1 Corinthians 12:3. Kurios Jesus. And in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth, Kurion Jesus. The Philippian jailer was told, Pistuson epiton kurion esun. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. The emphasis is on the Lord. He is Lord, sir. He is King. He is Master. You obey him. Jesus Christ is prophet, priest, and King. You cannot divide him into Savior and Lord. Into pieces and choose the Savior piece only. Away with such antinomianism that sends foolish Christians to hell itself. So, saints of God, listen to the Holy Ghost who says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. No one can be saved without confessing Lord Jesus. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. This means we think his thoughts, we speak his truth, we do his will, even in the face of death itself. And we are told in the Bible, in our baptism, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:27, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. The indicative. Now here it is imperative. It simply means be what you are. We are united with him, we died with him, buried with him, and we are raised with him to live for him by his resurrection life, a life that is pleasing in his sight. All our capacities, brothers, all our capacities, our mind and our money are used to serve him. So we read, I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. the life I live in the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And Philippians 1:21 says, to me to live is Christ. In other words, Christ is living in and through me, doing his will in the world. We are in Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ is in us. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ so the world sees Christ in our life. The pagans called believers in Christ Christians in Antioch. Why? Because they heard these people speaking about Christ. Christ died, Christ was buried, Christ was raised from the dead, Christ is ascended into the heavens, Christ is ruling and reigning, Christ they worship. Christ, Christ, Christ. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. And they said, these people are Christians. So we proclaim him and do his will, that the world may see Christ in us. Our mission in the world is that people see Christ in us and come to trust in him. That's our mission. Not to make money so that our belly can be full and buy newer cars every 2 years and move into bigger house every 2 years and pretend that we are successful in the world. No, we are light of the world. So we hate evil and we love righteousness. Our obedient life, our sanctification proves that we have been what? Justified forever. It is God's will that we live a holy life. Why? God is holy. He is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness, our holiness, and our glory. Once we were dead in sin, suffering from total moral inability, now in Christ we are dead to sin. Yes. We have moral ability to please God by the obedience of faith. Think about it, sir. We are new creation of God with a new heart, a new mind, a new will, and a new set of feelings. Holy Spirit dwells in us, teaching us and empowering us to love God by doing his will. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ means to live like him in this present evil age. So John tells us in 1 John, whoever claims to live in him must walk as he walked. Peter tells us, 1 Peter 2:21, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. Colossians 3:13, forgive as the Lord forgave you. When we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, the world sees us as Christians, as bearers of Christ. The purpose of our life is to know him and make him known. This Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd, sir. He provides for all our needs. He leads us always in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He never leads us to sin. Never does. Happiness is to know Jesus and follow him. Did you hear that, young man? He goes conquering and to conquer. He always wins. He goes before us, he is behind us, and all around us. So no enemy can ever destroy us. And we read today, not even one hair of our head will be lost. So we boldly confess Christ before him. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. They hear and believe in Christ through us, because we are the light of the world, not just money-making machine. When we clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, we put on protection, we put on power, we put on confidence, courage, life, victory, beauty of holiness, joy, salvation, Holy Ghost anointing, glory, dominion, grace, peace, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and the like. How can we be clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ and be afraid of the devil and the world? How can? It's an impossibility. He says to us, to each one of us, fear not. I am your shield and your very great reward. Friends, by his atoning death on the cross, he destroyed all our evil fear. We are saved from fear of death and devil and the world. We are saved from the fear of God's wrath. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ is to obey him implicitly. He is Lord of all. He reigns and we reign with him. So let there be, friends, a deliberate, conscious, whole-souled embrace of the Lordship of Christ by all those who already put on the Lord Jesus Christ at our baptism. Live out the implication of your baptismal confession. And those who are outside of Christ, I beseech you, confess him as Lord and Savior right now, right now. Don't put it off, right now. And be saved. He will save you now. And in him you too can live a joyful, victorious Christian life. The third and last positive command. Let us walk as in the day decently. This exhortation speaks of our daily life. Walk in the way of holiness, led by the Lord and his Spirit. One step at a time, one decision at a time, ever making progress as a pilgrim in our journey toward Zion, the city of the living God. Friends, many saints walked before us. Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God. Abraham walked with God. Saint Paul, Saint Peter, Saint Augustine, John Calvin, Luther, my father, my mother, they all walked with God, sir. And we are not alone. Many are walking with us now. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. Isaiah says, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get upon it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. Yeah. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away, sir. And we shall surely arrive and enter Zion with singing. No one shall be lost or destroyed. Our good shepherd will see to that. And we walk each step as Jesus walked, by faith in Jesus, in the newness of life, in love, in wisdom, in light, in the Holy Spirit, and in the narrow highway of holiness, which is Jesus Christ himself. The Bible says, grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live a self-controlled, upright and godly lives. And the dynamic for this life is the Holy Spirit. Above all, friends, keep your eyes on Jesus. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. He will help us. The way for Jesus to glory, listen to this, sir. The way for Jesus to glory was through the cross of Calvary. It was the Father's will that he die our death that we may live his life. So he said, not my will, but thine be done. So in our way to glory, that is to Zion, we are to take up our own crosses and follow him. He alone went through the valley of death. He leads us only through the valley of the shadow of death. So Paul invites us to suffer with him. He says to Timothy, so do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or be ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. And he said, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Friends, therefore, we will not be spared from certain sufferings. But suffering will be for our good, for our sanctification. But what happened to Christ will not happen to us. Listen, on the cross, Christ was forsaken by his Father. It will never happen to us. David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Yes. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. He who laid down his life for us lives for us, and he is our good shepherd. So live by faith and not by sight. Therefore, I say to you, put off all evil. Yes. Make no provision for the flesh. I say to you, put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And let us all walk with Christ and all the saints to the city of the living God. And we will all arrive with singing to the very presence of God, to dwell with him forever and ever and ever. Heavenly Father, we pray you help us to put off and to put on. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as believers, help us to do this because you have given us moral ability. You have given us Scripture and the Holy Ghost and a new nature. Lord, we pray for those who are outside of Christ. Help them to believe in Jesus Christ and be saved. Yes. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.